Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Dietrich. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting second. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Boken. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Conlon. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon takes first base on ball four. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson bunts between the mound and first base. Dietrich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swanson for the out. Conlon moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Conlon moves to third. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Conlon scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Boken moves to second. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. 1 out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to second for the out. Boken moves to third. 2 outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-0 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boken scores. Conlon moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Conlon scores. Swanson moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dietrich moves to second. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dietrich moves to third. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dietrich scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bokan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bokan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shea strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dietrich bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Gaston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston strikes out. One out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Conlon. Wurstler reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Wurstler moves to third. One out. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Wurstler scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 5, White Sox, 5. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cascarella now pitching. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaston bunts towards the mound. Cascarella fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Conlon hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Conlon reaches second base with a double. Gaston moves to third. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gaston scores. Conlon moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Conlon scores. It's 7-5, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-5, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Gaston reaches second base with a double. Shea goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, White Sox. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Worstler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Boken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-4 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.